Chapter 18 Review. In the analysis stage, we spend some time studying the software requirements in detail. In particular, we identify which problems will need to be solved in order to implement the software with said requirements. In other words, a feature list. To aid in the identification of all problems that must be solved, a clear picture of how the program ought to run should be realized. For games, concept art and storyboards work well. In the design stage, we do two things. First, we devise algorithmic solutions to the problems identified in the analysis stage. And second, we make decisions on how the actual program should be constructed. That is, what classes of objects do we need to model the simulation? How are the objects related? How will they interact with each other? And what kind of data structures do we need? Thus, we say that the design stage consists of an algorithmic part, that is, devising algorithmic solutions to specific problems, and a software engineering part, that is, determining how the actual program should be organized. The final stage is to implement our design in a programming language in order to actually create the software we have designed. If the design step is done correctly, the transition from design to implementation is rather smooth. In fact, the design stage is where the real work is done. That is where all the problems are solved. In theory, any competent programmer should be able to take a design specification and implement the program. Of course, reality tells a different story. Unanticipated problem surfacing, features needing to be extended and/or added, and miscalculated software design decisions can be detrimental to the implementation process. In the air hockey game, for each game loop cycle, we do the following five things. 1. Check user input. 2. Execute artificial intelligence code. 3. Update physics. 4. Game logic. And 5. Draw the updated frame of animation. Each of these processes makes up a component of the overall game engine. Two other components missing from our game, but typically mandatory for most games, is sound and networking. These two additional components would also need to be updated frequently and be part of the main game loop. To summarize, a game engine can be thought of as having seven core components: input, AI, physics, graphics, sound, networking, and game logic. Admittedly, there is not much from this chapter that we can test on the final exam. We won't be testing on the math and physics, or the programming part, which has already been derived and written. That said, you can expect a question on the analysis, design, and implementation steps, as well as a question on the game engine components. However, that will be about it from this chapter. Still, even though you will not be tested on the air hockey game, we hope that you do treat Chapter 18 as seriously as you did the other chapters, and really try to understand how the game was programmed. Even though you will be tested on this chapter the least, it is actually the most important chapter, as it ties in everything that we have learned previously into a complete application.